Rob Zarkos with us here on the Bill and O.C. Show. You're going to have to get all new business cards now, aren't you?
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Oh, good,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, I am, and I'm worried it's kind of a long title, so hopefully it fits.
If worst case scenario, just put it on the back.
Yeah, we'll
just wrap it around and put it on the back. So let's talk first about this. Obviously, you've been running and helping get the Monarchs off the ground this year in the role of president there. How did the vice president of soccer administration come rolling around with Deloy Hansen?
Well, yeah, I mean, to start, yeah, we've done some good stuff with the Monarchs. I know in the field it's been a little rough, but we knew that we were going to run a bunch of young kids, mostly academy grads out, and it's been good development-wise. I mean, Fanny Cavita, who's with the first team, has got a bunch of games with us, one man of the match in an Open Cup game. So on the development side, it's been very, very successful. Business-wise, it's been good. We're in the top 10 metrics business-wise across the league, so I'm pretty proud of that. You know, just with the kind of reshuffling, I was asked if I would take the position, and the idea was, with the way the MLS is going now, I mean, we're really seeing what we're calling an arms race in the league. You know, there's teams that, even despite a salary cap that's supposed to create parity, that there's an arms race. I mean, there's teams that are building new academies, teams that are building training facilities, teams that are bringing in bigger DPs. So we looked and said, look, what do we need to do to build a robust technical department? We have a great GM who's already shown he's great at choosing the right players to come in. Silva's been great for us, and just watching Martinez in practice, he's lights out. So what do we need to support that? You know, do we need analytics? Do we need to bring analysts in? Do we need to just make a more robust department? And, you know, given that I built the Monarchs and I've done that before in some other businesses, I was tasked to do the same thing on the technical side.
So, Rob, we've heard Deloy Hansen talk about how RSL's got to enter its next phase. It's kind of growing out of its infancy in 11 seasons and now kind of taking that next, as you just mentioned, the arms race in MLS grows. So where do you foresee, because this is I'm obviously going to be part of your job moving forward, how does RSL take that next step? How do you guys kind of continue to compete and enter that next step?
Well, look, I think staffing-wise, we need to grow. I think infrastructure, we already have it. Look, we have one of the best academies in the U.S., so we have the talent coming out there that we're developing internally. We now have that middle step with the Monarchs that need a few tweaks, and we've recognized those this year, and we know what we're going to do going forward. And then we have the first team. I think that you'll see us build a lights-out, top-notch, world-class training facility in the near future. And then we're also going to start building deeper relationships with just worldwide teams. It'll help us with development, bringing teams kids into the Monarchs, and just really growing. There's going to be a pyramid in the MLS, make no mistake, and we want to be one of those top teams at the very top of that pyramid, and that's the goal.
Craig Weibel, working with him, how closely have you worked with Craig in your role with the Monarchs, and obviously he in his technical director's job, and how's that going to move moving forward?
It's great. You know, we've actually worked closely together the last year, and I think that's why this also made so much sense. We just work well together. You know, I respect his background. I respect the things he's done in MLS, and I respect how he works. I like what he does. I respect how he chooses players. So, you know, for us, I think it's going to be a great relationship going forward, and I'm really excited. I mean, it's crazy. The feeling around the stadium is just pure excitement, which it's fun to be around right now. I mean, you got to realize the front office team that's done much of the heavy lifting the last few years is still here. I know everybody likes to look at the guys that have moved on, but really the core guys that are here, I mean, I'd even pull myself back a little bit. You got Craig Martin, who's been in stadium ops forever. He's going to be one of the executives that's running the stadium side. And then you have Andy Carroll with his background, both with Fortune 500 companies and, you know, on the business side, and in sports on the other side with the Grizzlies. He's bringing up the business side, and then Craig Weibel in the technical side. I think the future's looking bright, and we're really excited.
So you guys feel you're in a pretty good position moving throughout the rest of this season, but certainly into next season, to be able to, you know, fans see it. They see the LA Galaxy and Seattle Sounders and New York and everybody spending this big money. But you guys feel like you've got a pretty good plan in place to be able to keep RSL viable and competitive in the West.
Yeah, look, I mean, the great thing is we have an owner who's, one, committed to Utah. He's committed to RSL being, you know, one of the best clubs in the MLS, but we're also committed to doing it right. And I don't want anybody to take that as, oh, we're not going to spend on players. That's never been an issue. The money's never been an issue. It's how do you do it smartly and do it well. And I think that's what you see going forward. We've done that in the past. We'll continue doing it, but with more bandwidth, you know, just more integration from cradle to the grave, better development, and the opportunity to bring in those types of players going forward. So absolutely.
Big one tomorrow night down in Dallas. As we talked to Jeff and Craig and some of the players all this week on the show, the margin for error is very, very slim to be able to get into the playoffs now, and simply settling for a point may not be quite good enough, even on the road. So give me a quick thought on the matchup with Dallas tomorrow night.
I don't know. Just watching the guys, I think they're really, really ticking right now. I mean, the feeling around the building is fantastic. Training, it's fantastic. You know, we need that win. We also need a couple other things to go our way. Maybe Houston going down a little bit and San Jose going down to help our push. But, you know, internally there's positive feelings, positive vibes to move forward. And so I like it. I think we need the win, I think we'll get it.
Well, hey, don't be a stranger. I'm going to be down your way in a little while. If you want to pop in the booth and be the third man in the booth tonight on the Monarchs broadcast, you're welcome to join us.
Yeah, I'll pop by. It's going to be fun. We have 13,000 tickets out for the game today.
Wow.
So it should be our biggest of the season. A couple big groups came in, so it should be fun. I'll come by and see you, and we can have a chat.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you so much, Bill.